Podcast.
Welcome, welcome back to Tutump. I'm Adam.
And I'm Duggar.
As always, yes, yes. And we're back.
After how long?
After a number of weeks. It's been a little while. One thing or another has kept us from recording this episode. We've actually been meaning to for a couple of weeks now, but things in our personal lives and things in our school lives and professional careers have sort of taken away from that, and it's sad, really.
But you know what? We're here now, and nothing is going to stop us from recording this episode.
I agree.
Unless the hand of God comes down right now. That might put a damper on things.
Okay, it's not here. Cool. Alright, we can continue. Yes. But basically, this is Tump, the Uncommon Man podcast, in case you've never listened. And basically, we just talk about things that apply to us, things that interest us. We are quite geeks.
Yes.
I would say that's a fair fair description.
But we're going to. I would like to make this addendum.
Yeah.
I very much disagree with this whole stereotype because personally, neither of us are pimple faced, and you don't wear glasses.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have acne.
You're not helping me.
Yeah.
But you're not single.
What I meant to say was, we are alabaster gods.
That's kind of frightening, actually.
Mm.
But I will say, I've worked hard on this pale complexion,
uh-huh.
So I will proudly show it off.
It's hard to stay out of the sun as long as you have, isn't it?
It is. Mm. It honestly is. The sun hunts you down.
Oh, absolutely.
It wants you.
Uh-huh.
It wants your soul. Moving on, however.
Moving on. Oh, I guess we'll just get right into it. But yes, the Uncommon Man podcast, where we talk about games, superheroes, comic stuff, and other miscellaneous geekery.
And general things that society could care less about.
Indeed. That being said, we care about it deeply, and we love it, and we love talking about it. So I guess I should start by saying, have you picked up anything new lately for any of your game systems?
Given that I haven't had a whole lot of time, I haven't really picked up a whole lot. I did pick up Final Fantasy VI for my GBA when it came out, but that's nothing new, and most of the people who care about the game and bought it for the Game Boy Advance in the first place were the ones who had been playing it in its incarnations ever since, so nothing
that's
really
true.
New there. Good game, all in all, I like it.
Mm.
I also picked up Superman Returns for the Xbox, and I'm sure you're well aware of the number of negative reviews that it had been getting.
Yeah.
And I won't say that they weren't entirely unmerited. Yeah. I will defend one thing about it, though. It was incredibly fun to just be Superman. I think that they put together the Superman mechanics very well. As far as plot line, purpose, replay value, not so much.
You know, I'm sure somebody said that about Superman 64.
There was a positive comment about Superman 64?
I'm sure out there somewhere. There's some Superman 64 defender. At least the people who made the game, probably.
No.
No? I don't know.
THQ has no excuse for
that. Oh, was it THQ?
THQ had no excuse
for that. So who made the new one? Was it EA that made this one?
Yes, it was EA.
Well, that
EA.
Explains the low scores. the general low quality of things. You can look to EA to always satisfy on the low quality front.
I will say, however, that the city dynamics were quite impressive.
Mm.
The just general layout of Metropolis, because you could fly up and you could see the whole city, and it was quite expansive.
Mm-hmm.
And to get from one end to the other would actually take you a good 2 minutes going at Mach 4.
I was
going to
say, even if you're Superman?
Yeah. It was a huge city.
That
neat.
Seems a little silly.
And it was fully interactive.
Okay.
And I loved blowing things up and frying people and just being generally evil.
And how could you not love frying people? But yes, and since you came to visit this weekend, you've been quite you've been quite infatuated with a certain dual-screened handheld game.
Well, for those of
you... I'm not going to say it.
For those of you who might have been following our exploits from the get-go, you will remember at what point that I denied showing interest in the DS, and then when you listened to my last podcast or the podcast that I had to go solo for, you remember I conceded to wanting to get one. Well, I have since been playing Tetris DS quite avidly, online, offline, hours on end, whittling my wife away.
Whittling your wife away?
No, whittling my life.
Oh, okay.
See, life.
Life, okay. There was sort of an Elmer Fudd vibe there for a minute.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
But I'm not by any means an expert at it, but I think I'm getting better. And it is mindlessly addicting. Tetris always has been. And it makes me sad, too, because iTunes put out a Tetris for the iPod.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the comments, and I have to agree with them, stated fairly blatantly, how could you take an intuitive game like Tetris and screw it up?
Is it just the one mode for the iPod version?
I haven't. You know? I'm not readily sure because I got it, but I've only played the regular, normal,
I see,
mode that we've all come to know and love. But outside of that, no, my gaming exploits.
I think it's very hard to break a game like Tetris.
Yeah, it is, but iTunes did manage to not necessarily break it, but make it more difficult.
Well, interestingly enough, I think the people who made the games for iTunes, I believe that was EA also. I could be wrong, but I believe that's right.
We'll have to check into that. Yeah. If anyone wants to answer that one for us, please feel free to drop us a line.
Yes. Drop us a line for anything, really. We miss hearing from you.
On the other front, insofar as games go, there's one more thing that I have to admit to, and for me this really is an admission, and I do not say this necessarily with a degree of pride, but after 2 months of beleaguered argument with my brother, with my father, and with myself, I finally started playing World of Warcraft. So for any of you out there who listen. Yeah. Share my pain.
This is me dying horribly in the background. I am in no way laughing or making light of the game that he does so enjoy, which is World of Warcraft.
You said that with a straight face. I'm proud of you.
I have nothing against World of Warcraft players, but it's just
clearly not.
It's such a sub-community of people, though.
Well, I think if you let it,
and it's gotten to be sort of cultish.
Well, no, sort of.
Okay, very cultish.
There are people who have lost their lives and their jobs to this game.
Indeed, yeah.
But I would stress that I'm not a fanatic about it. In fact, I really haven't played it all this past week because, frankly, I just don't have time. I play it because it amuses me. And it is fun, but frankly, I have more important concerns, like getting my bachelor's degree, not getting fired, that kind of thing. And I like what I do.
I see. Well, in other gaming news, we had a... we haven't had really much recently to talk about, but the Grand Theft Auto 4 trailer was released just recently, and...
Meh.
Yeah, I know. GTA is not my thing, and I know it's not yours either, but, you know, it's a significant presence in the gaming community. You have to admit that.
More than significant. If memory serves, Vice City, it was either Vice City or GTA 3 ranked in the top five. It was either in most popular games or most games sold.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Game Informer recently had a statistics list, and one of the GTAs was up there.
Probably the most popular. I think the most games sold ever was Super Mario Brothers, the original.
Yeah, but in one way or another, it's created quite a stir in terms of media, in terms of parent groups, religious groups, economic groups.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I personally agree with it morally, but it sells.
There is no denying that it's definitely a presence in the gaming world, whether you like it or not, and, you know, whether you agree with it or not. But it looks, you know, it looks like a Grand Theft Auto game, and it's going to be set in what looks like New York, apparently. Which, actually, I heard the mayor of New York wasn't all that happy about.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I can't tell you. And then the other big thing that caught my eye in the news was that Capcom admitted that they were making a version of Resident Evil 4, which originally came out for the GameCube and then later for the PS2. They are making a version of Resident Evil 4 for the Wii.
Which would be pretty cool, I think. I mean, I'm not necessarily a Resident Evil fan, you know that. Mm. But still, I think the Wii lends itself very well to the first-person shooter interface. Mm-hmm. Unless you're Red Steel.
Mm, that's true. Red Steel was a bit of, yeah.
A disappointment?
It was a bit of a disappointment. It was a very average game with a very frustrating control scheme that you can't really recommend to anybody. The best part of the game, in fact, were the sword fights to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for some Star Wars games, because mm-hmm. I got one word for you. Lightsabers.
Yeah, I know. Everybody else on the internet has said that already. But Resident Evil 4 for the Wii, you're supposed to be able to control the whole thing with the Wii remote and the nunchuck together, apparently. Which will make for a very interesting experience if they can pull that off correctly. But if they don't, it's really going to hurt it, because Resident Evil 4 is a great game, the way it is. And to add controls that might be better than, you know, standard traditional gamepad, if you can pull that off and make it believable and make it fluid enough, then that could come out really nicely.
Well, I have faith in Capcom.
Mm-hmm.
But
Capcom has shown they can do good stuff.
And then, sadly, Metroid Prime 3 was pushed back.
Yes. To when? Holiday? No, July?
Yeah, it was June or July.
June or July, yeah.
Which is a disappointment for me, because, you know, I got Zelda Twilight Princess, but, you know, I haven't really sat down and played it, but Prime 3 would be a game that I don't care what's going on, I'll sit down and I'll play it. Because right. Zelda's really involved, and Metroid is too, but Metroid Prime 3, it's just, its interface mm-hmm. looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I look at it and I drool with anticipation.
Oh, you were just stupid as hell.
At least I have chicken.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
All right. This might be something that you're a little more prepared to respond to than I, but what has been the atmosphere and the reception lately of the Windows Vista operating system?
Underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed.
Vista did not really do what it set out to do.
What was that, precisely?
They were attempting to, fix... First of all, they wanted to address security issues. That was one of their biggest concerns. They wanted to build a system that was much more secure and much more stable.
Uh-huh.
The end result was something that not even the developers can design for.
You were pointing out Vista's flaws. Cancel or allow.
exactly. And see, and that's... It's stuff like that that... Vista does not... it's not as intuitive. Mm-hmm. XP, while not necessarily intuitive, at least if you had been following the updates and whatnot, you could navigate. Vista...
It's well-traveled.
Yes. Vista rewrote everything, basically, in a what some would call a blatant attempt to copy OS X.
What? No.
Gadgets? Widgets? Clearly not the same. But anyway, accusations of plagiarism aside, you can't help but look at Vista and think that it wants to be Mac OS X.
I don't know. In Microsoft's defense, and I don't speak in Microsoft's defense very often, so mark this on your calendar. I think there's only so many ways you can make something look sleek and shiny. And, you know,
well,
giving them the benefit of the doubt.
And I'll admit, Vista looks shiny, but it's just from the people that I know that have tried to use it, from the system requirements, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it needs 2 gigabytes of RAM just to run comfortably. Not, and that's not even running well, that's just running comfortably. Its minimum requirement is 1 gig of RAM.
That's a bit much. Not 1 gig. I've got 1 gig in my Mac.
Well, I know, but I mean, it would be taking up the entirety of your RAM just to run an OS.
Yeah, that's not right.
You know, it's like, I just bought a new computer, and I have my computer has 2 gigs of RAM now, and I can't say that I really want to run a system that needs half of my RAM to work. Mm. I'm happy with XP. and I will be until I get a Mac.
And I think lots of people are, and that's why a lot of people haven't made the switch just yet.
Well, and see, the problem is there are some companies and some places that had to for business purposes, and I've heard a lot of complaints about that. And this goes back to my point at the at an earlier show, which was a lot of people are going to make this switch not because they want to, but because there's no other choice. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you in about a year, 2 years from now, we're going to start seeing programs that require Vista to run. So, you know, I feel like this has become a sort of forced transition.
Well, I don't know. That's for any system, really.
Yeah, but
I mean, even on Mac systems, I don't know about any other operating systems, but on Windows and on Macs, you move on eventually. The programming goes up and you move on. And
Linux hasn't really made a whole lot of leaps.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know at all. I don't know anything about the Linux scene at all. I'm not that much of a geek.
Linux is okay. I like Linux. I don't do a whole lot with Linux. I have some friends who do. But Linux is more like a framework rather than a pure integrated OS in the sense that Microsoft Office...
There's a strong bat in there, but it's getting eaten by like some Linux or something.
That's horrible.
Yes.
But yes, the Vista release... was not exactly warmly received.
It wasn't the earth-shattering event that the commercials might have otherwise
suggested.
Yes.
Indeed. Those commercials were horrible.
Wow. Really? No.
It was not very much wow.
I don't go wow when I look at any operating system, really. I mean, but, yeah.
I said wow when I saw how wow looked on my new computer.
Ah. Yeah.
We're done here.
Yeah, I think so.
We're done here. Well, I bought it up. Brought Windows home and tried to boot it up. But when I load it up, it says my memory.
If you don't hear anything now, no, you're not deaf. Well, maybe you are, but I don't know why you're listening to a podcast, so you can't really hear anything I'm saying anyway. But yeah, he's Duggar's signing right now. You're knocking on the door and pulling string out of your head. See, when he signs to me, I treat it like it's charades. So,
for those of you who don't know, my job is to work in a hearing impaired class, and I have. As a prerequisite, I have been learning sign language. Uh-huh. I am not an expert in it, but I like to practice a lot, and...
You're fairly good, at least signing in English.
Well, yeah, to you.
Well, to me. To anybody, I think.
I'm moving along. I'm certainly not great, but I'm learning. But anyway, the actual point
yes.
that we were making...
the actual segment. Let's go into that, shall we?
Was something that has been weighing on my mind quite heavily... Yeah. For the last couple of months.
I think you should have great, great courage and great expectations for this next movie.
Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3 will be releasing on May 4th, isn't
May 4th.
It? May 4th, 2007.
And, I remember when the first teaser trailers were finally released, and it was confirmed we would be seeing Venom.
Indeed.
We would be seeing the Sandman.
Yeah.
And then, of course, later trailers revealed that Harry would be taking up the mantle of the Goblin.
Yeah.
So, very, very full movie. I went out and I, most...
If we're spoiling anything for you right now, you might not want to watch TV in the next couple months.
We'll try to go into this without spoiling anything. But I did pick up the novelization of the screenplay, which for most movies you can do. A novelization of it will come out about a month before the movie itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read that, and generally it sticks. The movie sticks to the novelization. A few things are eventually cut out, but the basic gist of the story is there. And I read that, so I have a fairly good framework for what's going to happen in the movie. And I have to say that if the movie delivers what the screenplay had in it, then we're in for a treat.
Mm.
I would pay the $8 to go see the last 45 minutes. because that's where it's going to be. And then Wikipedia has pictures of Venom from the film.
I have to check that out after we record.
Indeed. They have pictures of Venom.
That's lovely.
From the movie. And there was a new trailer released. It was the most recent trailer was released about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And it finally showed some scenes with Venom Spider-Man around.
The thing with Venom, I'm just worried that the character is going to come out looking too much like a computer-generated bit of fluff.
He doesn't.
He doesn't?
He does not. Eddie Brock, Topher Grace's Eddie Brock, I'm not quite so sure about, giving him the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not so sure about. But Venom himself looks fairly impressive. The trailer scene shows him swinging on a web line and doing a backflip and landing on the underside of a riser and punching Spider-Man and... The picture up on Wikipedia has got him lunging out, and he's got his eyes and his teeth, and he looks really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So it stands to be a blockbuster. It's definitely, I think, going to deliver its hype.
Now, if you've read the comics, the original origin of the Venom suit was the symbiote from when Spider-Man was in the Secret Wars timeline
The original storyline was that Spider-Man, he was in the Secret Wars, and his costume had been shredded during the battle, and there was an alien machine that created a costume for him.
I see.
And it was the black costume, and he put it on, and he found that it actually enhanced his powers.
Okay.
But it brought out this darker side of him, and he went to Reed Richards to get it looked at, and they found out that it was an alien symbiote that was attempting to permanently bond with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he eventually rid himself of it. It actually came back and possessed him again. And that's when it had his famous bell tower scene where he rid himself of it.
Right.
And then it found Brock, Eddie Brock, who hated Peter Parker and Spider-Man, not knowing that they were the same.
Yeah.
Hated Peter Parker and Spider-Man for various reasons and blamed them for the demise of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he merged with Venom. And because Venom had been, or the symbiote had been a part of Spider-Man, it knew everything Spider-Man knew.
Right.
It copied his powers, and it could bypass his spider sense. So Spider-Man cannot detect Venom through his spider sense.
Right. Okay. So since you've read the novelization, how does the origin of the Venom suit? How does it compare with the original comic version?
Well, there was another comic version, and this was the one that was used in the animated series back in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
That had the symbiote as just some sort of alien substance from another planet, and that's the one they're sticking with in the movie.
I see.
The alien symbiote will be brought to Earth on a meteor.
That seems best, to not try and bog down the movie with, you know.
Don't. In fact, it does. It's not even really going to go in very much to what Venom is or where Venom comes from. It's not really about where Venom comes from.
Right.
It's about. It's more of a symbolic movie about Spider-Man's struggle with his own dark side.
Right.
Because it's not that it necessarily makes him evil. It's that it simply brings out the emotions that he suppresses: his anger, his you know, his desire to make known what he wants.
Right.
As opposed to putting everyone else in front of himself, as Peter Parker always does.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that there are going to be some surprises at the end, things that I don't think people see coming. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Good.
Beyond Spider-Man 3, however, which is May 4th, June 15th is going to bring us Fantastic Four 2, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah.
And that will have Galactus as a confirmed character. Really looking forward to that. Of course, Transformers will be hitting
that's
theaters.
July 4th?
July 4th.
Yeah. 7407, right?
Yes, indeed, indeed. Because this is rather off topic, but the 7th Harry Potter book will be releasing July 7th.
Oh, yeah.
7707.
Ah, that makes sense.
7th book on the 7th day of the 7th month in the 7th year of the new century.
I must run out to get that.
Indeed. But beyond actual slated releases for superhero movies, the Rumorville is abuzz with some projects that are in the works. Most notably for me, a movie about The Flash. And for those of you who do not follow comic books, know nothing, don't really...
He's the guy who can go really fast.
Well, the one of. There are many.
Yes, I'm sure.
The original Flash, as he was in the 50s, and well, not the 50s, he didn't come around until the 60s, I believe, but it was Barry Allen, who was a police detective, and he was struck by lightning while he was in his lab. He was a police scientist, and he was struck by lightning while he was in his lab and all of his chemicals, and he became the Scarlet Speedster. He could move at the speed of light, and he was the first Flash. A lot of people will say that Jay Garrick is, and there's a storyline for that, but you can go look it up yourself. Wikipedia is a wonderful place and will tell you many things.
Indeed. I've learned entirely too many things about comic books that I, you know, probably should have spent that time doing something more productive.
This was productive. But anyway, the movie, there was some confusion about whether or not it was going to be Jay Garrick, Barry Allen, or Wally West. Those are three of the men to have been the Flash. Mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds was rumored to be the person selected.
Ryan Reynolds, Van Wilder Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, but well, did you ever see Blade Trinity?
No.
If you had seen Blade Trinity, you would have seen a different side of him, because he
I try to stay away from anything with Blade on it also.
In Blade Trinity, Ryan Reynolds played one of the Night Stalkers, and he actually did a very good job. He's been in a couple of other things since Van Wilder, and he's a very multifaceted actor, and I was impressed. Mm-hmm. I could see him doing it. I very easily could, and I could see him being either Barry Allen or Wally West. However, the writer for it has since left the project because there were differences over the movie. He had written an incomplete screenplay, and it was going to be really, really neat, but apparently the studio nerfed it and is now... It's still a movie. It is still being written. It is still going to happen.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you just say nerfed it?
Yes.
Is that not a term from World of Warcraft?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
To my knowledge.
Well, see, that's how little I know about World of Warcraft.
To nerf something is to put an end to it, as I will nerf you when we're done here. Anyway... The movie still will happen, but the studio is taking it in a direction that the original writer did not want it to go. The Green Lantern is a project that is rumored to be in the works, which is something that I would really like to see. Green Lantern is a wonderful, wonderful hero.
Yeah.
Provided that it's Hal Jordan, because I think Kyle Rayner whines and Jon Stewart is a politically correct Green Lantern.
Well, but I think if it was going to be any Green Lantern, it would probably be Jon Stewart, if only for the fact that he's been the one who has been the Green Lantern in...
The TV series.
Basically any recent outing besides the comic version.
Well, see, that would bother me, though, because Hal Jordan was the Green Lantern for 20 years before anyone else was.
Right.
And I did not agree with the story arc that had him becoming Parallax and trying to destroy the world. I just did not like that.
Oh, yeah, I hated that. That was one of the worst story arcs I have...
And they have since brought him back.
I'm not kidding anybody. I've never read it.
The Green Arrow... is actually supposed to be a movie, although I read the premise for it, and it's really, in my personal opinion, it's rather stupid.
It's supposed to be that he gets in prison and then has to break out of it?
Fighting various B-list DC villains.
That's weird.
And I don't agree with it because in the beginning of the movie, he's unmasked as the Green Arrow.
I see.
And he is arrested as Ollie.
I'm sorry. I just really can't get...
as Oliver Queen.
Yeah. I just really can't get jazzed about any superhero movie until next year, because next year is going to see the release of The Dark Knight, which is the next Batman movie.
Indeed.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, and we're going to have the Joker and Batman and Harvey Dent and possibly the Scarecrow returning. We're not really sure, but it's going to be so good.
And see, I will be interested in seeing whether or not they bring in Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It would not hurt my feelings at all to see Harley Quinn thrown into the character list there. But under no circumstances, for the next three or four movies, should they include Robin or Batgirl or any sidekick for Batman.
Indeed. I completely agree.
Alfred is all the sidekick Batman needs right now.
I completely agree.
But yes, I think the big thing everyone's waiting for is to see what Heath Ledger is going to do with the Joker character. Because that's going to make a lot of the movie, I think. Because the Joker is such a such an involved and famous character, even to people who don't really know anything about comics know who the Joker is.
Well, he's a cornerstone villain of DC, and he's an integral part of the Batman character. Mm. Many of Batman's interactions and character traits and personalities have developed around the Joker persona over the years, mm-hmm. and it's just a huge contributor. Also, and while this has not been formally announced or anything, there's the idea of the second Superman movie. Mm. It has been discussed that Singer is signed for another two movies, but I can't actually give you a confirmation on that. It's just hearsay that he is doing two more movies. If that be the case, I'm going to be really interested in seeing where he goes with the arc that he put at the very end of the movie with Superman having a son.
Spoilers. I'm sure everyone heard that by now, though. Yeah. So there is that, I guess. But I'm still waiting for another X-Men movie, because if X3 was the last one we get...
I cry.
I'm disappointed.
Indeed.
Really. Well, we've discussed X3 before, so we probably shouldn't delve too far into that.
Well, it just says something about what Bryan Singer can do with a movie.
Oh, yeah, indeed. The first two X-Men were great for what they were, but the third one just suffered so much.
Indeed.
From Brett Ratner's direction.
Indeed.
But yeah, and the other thing I'm... the two things. Video game movies. Video game movies tend to suck. We all know this. If you're in the gaming community, you know this.
Can we say Resident Evil?
Can we say Resident Evil 2?
Can we say...
the next Resident Evil? There's a third one coming out.
Indeed.
But apparently, from what I've heard, there's a rumor going around that there's another Street Fighter movie coming out.
And see, that does not actually turn me off instantly.
Because, no, it doesn't.
Because I'm hoping, against hope...
Right.
That this Street Fighter movie will rectify the rather egregious errors of the last one.
That was lovely. Yes, the original Street Fighter movie was laughable. It was something you would maybe find on Comedy Central.
Personally, I was too busy crying to laugh.
Well, you look back at it and say, oh, they really made that mistake? I might as well laugh at it. But that's something... It's a movie that's ripe to be given the Mystery Science Theater 3000 treatment somewhere down the line. As well as, you know, certain other movies like, I don't know, Batman and Robin. I really should do with you sometime.
Indeed. Can we say bat nipples?
We can. Bat nipples! Bat nipples! Bat nipples! But moving on. I have high hopes for two video game projects that are on the horizon. Those are the Metroid movie.
Yes.
Which, as far as I know, is just in development, or in...
Scripting.
Script hell, basically. And it's not moving anywhere right now. But I have really high hopes for this movie. I don't know how they're going to craft this to make it watchable for 2 hours.
Well, my only thing is there are a few things that they absolutely have to avoid. And outside of that, I give them creative license.
What's that?
It's important, both for fans of the series and for the integrity of the series of itself, that we not see Samus out of her armor.
I think they should, but at the end of the movie.
Maybe.
Or, no, well, no.
How about if the movie's under 3 hours?
Yeah, and she finishes with 100%. But no, they're going to have to do that at the beginning of the movie, at least. Because there's going to have to be some explanation of what the hell she's doing.
Well, if they do that then, I would prefer it to be the sort of shadowed, you're not really seeing anything.
That's an idea.
The hinted, maybe see the chin, maybe see the back of the head.
Right.
But nothing else, because then, you know, you'll see that there's a person in
there. But they can't make blatant... They shouldn't show her off a lot, yes. And...
Well, and then some of the...
If you're thinking what I'm thinking...
Well, that depends. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that they shouldn't make her look like a supermodel.
Agreed. Well, yeah. See, I think that they shouldn't really... You shouldn't know what she looks like. If you're going to show her face. Personally, I would prefer that they don't. But if you're going to show her, only show her face.
Samus is
this bounty hunter. That's what she does.
But if this goes to Hollywood, and you know it will, I mean, if the people who are behind the game aren't responsible fully for the movies, for the movie making, you know, at some point you're going to have like a Sama shower scene somewhere.
Please no. Please
you
no.
You know it's going to happen.
Please no.
I know.
I will walk out.
I know.
Of the movie.
I know.
I really will, by the way. I you can all quote me on that.
But what was... Yeah, what was...
Well, and then the other movie, and it bears... I don't know if this is the one you were going to bring up, but the other movie that actually some of these exact same concerns hold for is Halo.
Ah, Halo.
The Halo movie, which Peter Jackson is not directing, but has been confirmed as signing on to
now,
in
see,
some capacity.
If they're not going to show Master Chief's face in the Halo movie... You have to wonder what sort of actor they're going to get to play the guy.
Well, they had Hugo Weaving as V, and
really?
You never saw his face.
Oh, that's true, that's true.
You never saw his face.
Yeah.
Which was... And the other thing is, and this also is true for the Metroid movie, it's...
I don't know whether Hugo Weaving could pull off Master Chief, though.
I don't know. He might be...
Master Chief seems more of the jockish type to me.
Hey, Hugo Weaving can be a jock.
Yeah.
Hey, Agent Smith... rocked.
Agent Smith wasn't a jock. Agent Smith was crazy.
But cool. Anyway.
They're not mutually exclusive, but...
It's important that neither Samus nor Master Chief have romantic interests. Because it's not who their characters are. They're focused
on
their mission.
I could see that.
The only,
and you're right. Samus definitely should not have romantic interests.
The only thing Samus ever showed affection for was the Metroid that latched onto her.
Yeah. No, but the other movie that I was going to bring up was not Halo. In fact, it was the Metal Gear Solid movie.
Indeed.
Which,
I'm teetering on the edge for this one, though, because I look at it this way. You're either going to pull it off successfully, and it will just be an orgy of wonderful love, or you're going to fail so miserably that I will have to find you and kill you.
If you have ever seen David Hayter, the guy who does the voice of Snake in the games, if he lost maybe a little bit of weight, got in a little better shape, trained at the gym a little bit, he could so totally pull off Snake. And it would make me nothing short of ecstatic to see and hear the same Snake voice that I've been hearing in the series for so long.
Mm-hmm. Although this last Metal Gear Solid sort of threw us for a loop.
I guess.
And I will not spoil plot line for any of you listeners out there.
The last Metal Gear Solid sort of threw us for a loop, yes, I guess, to some degree.
Not that it excludes the possibility of future Metal Gear Solid projects. Although, I was impressed with Raiden.
Yes, Raiden has actually become something of a badass in the interim between Metal Gears 2 and 4, and it's definitely interesting. And somehow Meryl is back. Though I don't really understand that.
Well, for the purposes of not spoiling plot, we will not go into it here.
I'm just glad to see Otacon back, because I've always felt a certain kinship with Otacon.
Yeah, Otacon was... He was amusing. I liked him. Even though he wet himself in the first one.
Yes. And his sister did in the second one. It's a family trait, I guess. Yes. But the Metal Gear Solid movie, I don't really know what to think of it, because there's not much to it right now, but...
except fear.
Right. But the one thing I do have to look forward to is that Hideo Kojima, the guy behind Metal Gear Solid, the series, the director of the series, has come out and said, made a public statement and said, director Uwe Boll will not be directing the Metal Gear Solid movie.
Which makes me happy.
That cheering you just heard was probably you.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow.
Not that we had... I have a problem with Mr. Boll.
No, not at all.
The chirping crickets you hear are us, or happens to be Adam and I trying to suppress our guilty consciences over the heinous nature of the lie we just told.
Trying very hard. I just can't do it. I mean, God, have you seen the trailer for Postal, for God's sake? Oh, it's so terrible.
Did you watch Blood Rain?
Oh, I have not. I have had a friend who watched Blood Rain and said it was a complete and utter waste of time.
Well, they were giving it a rather positive review.
Oh, I feel so much better now.
It's one of those movies where if you hadn't gouged your eyes out after about... 5 or 6 minutes, then you either really hated yourself as a person, or you were building yourself up for building your tolerance up, so that when you saw the next bad movie, you would realize that it was a cakewalk compared to Blood Rain.
And as we discussed, there is apparently a sequel being planned.
How that's getting funded
with Blood Rain. In the Old West.
How that's being funded, I'm not quite sure, but Hollywood ceased to make sense long ago.
Germans are crazy, man. They'll put up money for anything. But anywho, to all the Germans I just offended, I'm sorry, but your country spawned Uwe Boll. What am I supposed to say? Well, I suppose that's probably about as much as you can stand of us this week.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they didn't have us for a whole month.
That's true. It is entirely possible that you'll be hearing from us next week, though, so keep your fingers crossed. And there definitely will be a Tump Plus episode after this, so watch your iTunes, or whatever you happen to use to download the podcasts. There will be a Tump Plus premiering shortly after this. But as always, we love to hear from you guys, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, you know, when we don't have any material, we just tend to ramble.
Indeed.
So, you know.
And it would be quite nice to have some listener interaction.
I would love to have some feedback. It's been a while. So, if you have a mind to talk to us about anything we've chatted about today, about the podcast style, about... how many times I say, please do.
Well, I comment on that one.
Yes, I know. Please do leave us an email at ladambell, that's ladambell, @gmail.com, or you can call us up and leave a voicemail on our audio comment line. That's area code 206-984-2289, and we would be happy to hear your call.
Indeed.
And, you know, if we like it, we might even put it on the show. Anything's possible, kid. So, for Tump this week, I'm Adam.
I'm Duggar.
And we're going to get out of here. See you later.
Alrighty.
It's time. time for us to go now.
And just where do you think you're going? I mean, listen, you're not fooling anybody. We know you don't have anything to do, so you might as well look for that new episode of Tump Plus that should be available right about now. And, well, listen to it. That's what we do, and we're cool. You want to be cool too, right?